Chapter 12. Torn and Restored. Welcome to the most marvelous sight you will ever see! Mares and gentle colts, I present to you, without further ado, the one, the only, the always glowing, gem-giving, incredible illusionist, the great and powerful Trixie! Trixie burst onto the stage in a flash of light. The crowd gasped at the shocking sight of her. Half of Trixie's body was glowing. Trixie looked down at herself, and her eyes went large. She quickly covered up her surprise and continued on, limping across the stage in an awkward fashion. The great and powerful Trixie will now perform a never-before-attempted, one-of-a-kind, stunning stunt, the hoof that holds the Glopaz! Trixie held up her shining hoof. The brilliant light illuminated the crazed expression on her face. Behold, my hoof of wonder! She waved her hoof in the air and began pacing the stage slowly. Her body felt quite heavy. Every pony in the crowd followed her with their eyes, back and forth. I will now transform any item, of any substance, into a beautiful jewel! Any item at all! Suddenly, Starlight Glimmer appeared, wearing a sequined bow tie and skirt. She struck a pose and flashed a cheesy smile. Then she stepped forward and did a dramatic twirl. Starlight pranced over to a young colt in the front row and leaned down. Do you have an item you'd like the great and powerful Trixie to transform, young sir? The colt reluctantly passed her his stuffed toy bear. Trixie shot an angry look at Starlight. Who did she think she was trying to ruin the show?
When do we get the Glopaz rain?
A random mare shouted from the audience.
Hurry up!
Trixie ignored her and continued on. Behold, behold, behold the beautiful glowing hoof as this bear becomes made of precious gems! Starlight finished with a wink. And that's not all, folks. By the end of this show, so will Trixie herself become fully made of Glopaz! The audience gasped and erupted into applause. Even Trixie looked surprised. That's right, Trixie hollered. I will transform and return to normal, unscathed by the unbearable weight and considerable... Ah! Oh! Trixie fell over on her side like a wooden pony doll. Her legs stuck straight out, immobilized in their glowing casts. The audience started laughing. Trixie's face burned with embarrassment. She tried to get up, but just scooted across the stage. Twilight, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Rarity, and Applejack watched in agony from the audience. Fluttershy covered her eyes and whimpered helplessly. Even though it was earlier than she'd anticipated, Starlight Glimmer couldn't wait another second. She wheeled out the hose from backstage, cranked it on, and poured the Radiance Remedy right into the misty stream, blasting it all the way over to Trixie. As soon as the potion hit Trixie's hide, a blinding light surged through the entire street, and a ringing sound pierced every pony's ears. The ponies blinked away the stars in their eyes that had been left by the light of the spell taking effect. The audience stumbled around, grasping for their hoofing, and began wandering off in a confused stupor. The show was over. Starlight Glimmer rubbed at her eyes. When her vision finally returned, she saw Trixie curled into a tiny ball on the ground. Her eyes were closed tight. Is it over? She whimpered. Is my beautiful, magical glow hoof gone? I am afraid so. Starlight reached out and helped Trixie up again. She felt as light as a feather. But thank Celestia! Starlight broke into a genuine smile. I was so worried about you, and I really wasn't sure if changing the show like that would work. So, Trixie sighed and smiled back. I guess you were right about the whole glowing statue thing. She plopped down on the ground and shook her head. I'm sorry I got so carried away again. I just really wanted to impress the ponies from the Starmane Society so badly. We know, Sugar Cube. Applejack smiled reassuringly at her. Maybe there'll be another chance. I thought that if they saw my glow hoof, they might think I was special, Trixie explained. You are special, and the thing we love about you most, Trixie, is that you never give up, Twilight admitted with a grin. The others nodded in encouraging agreement. They were all impressed by how quickly Trixie had bounced back. That's a quality that every pony admires. I didn't get to give this to you earlier, Rarity said, stepping forward. She unzipped the dress bag, revealing a perfectly stitched, one-of-a-kind cloak. Trixie's jaw dropped. I wanted to say sorry for, the whole hoof thing, Rarity laughed nervously. Whoa! Trixie swung the new cloak around her body. It was smooth, shimmery, and showy, perfect in every way. Thank you so much. Trixie was so touched, she looked like she might cry. I don't deserve friends like all of you. Of course you do, they replied in unison. Every pony enveloped Trixie in a traditional group hug. I'm still going to find a way to impress the society if I can, Trixie grinned, the wheels turning in her head already. Maybe I can try to come up with a whole new, never-before-attempted feat, something involving crocodiles. Excuse me, an older mare, dripping with emeralds, interrupted, stepping forward. The great and powerful Trixie, I presume? Her silver mane was laden with shimmering stars, and she wore a mischievous expression on her face. I'm Starmane, Trixie gasped in reverence. Wow, of course I know who you are. That was quite the amusing performance you put on, she said with a sly smile. Such a clever show. I loved how you pretended not to know what the act was. I haven't laughed that much since I saw the hilarious and amazing Piebald. Oh, thank you, Trixie replied, feeling an odd mixture of starstruck and confused. She looked to her friends. They were all grinning and motioning excitedly. Starmane cocked her head to the side. Say, Trixie, would you like to come join me and the others for a mug of cider across the street? Tonight's our big society ball, and we could certainly use some new blood to liven up the party. Trixie would love nothing more.